This episode is a special treat because you are sitting in on a conversation with my bestie, Lauren Ricks, and myself, talking about a major pivot that has happened in her life over the last year. But Lauren comes on today because you guys heard about in my accidental entrepreneurship episode. If you haven't listened to that, I'll link it in the show notes for you. But I share how when I started to have this feeling of doing something different outside of what I had been doing for a decade, and how I took small steps over time to be where I'm at today in my podcast production business, Lauren is really in the midst of that herself. And we have a really incredible conversation of how she went from doing the same thing that I was doing in network marketing to trying a variety of things in online business to now being an in-person postpartum doula. She also is a postpartum fitness specialist. So she's teaching a mommy and me class at her local gym. And really, her main part of her business right now is not online. And it's just really incredible to chat with her and to share, you know, where we thought we were going to where we are now and how we are building these businesses very different than what other online entrepreneurs are saying to do to make a successful business. And I know that this is something that is in her God-given gifts. I mean, this has been something that has that just lights her up when she talks about this. We talk about it more in the episode, but for those of you who don't know my bestie, Lauren Ricks, she has been with me since the beginning of my network marketing days. We actually met when we were both working at a daycare, finishing up college, got started in our MLM business. That is what we did all through being in our early 20s and becoming moms. After she moved to Utah and we started our long distance friendship, we have maintained a really great, special, and unique friendship while being long distance. And we talk about all of the things. So here is my bestie, if you haven't met her before, Lauren Ricks. Welcome to the show once again. Welcome to the Living in Sync podcast, where we will talk about the biological blueprint of your cycle and how your hormones impact every area of your life. I'm your host, Joelle, certified nutritionist, mom of two, fitness coach for over a decade, and I want to help you better understand your cycle to work with your body in achieving your goals. I will teach you how to care for your body in a well-rounded and realistic way that caters to your season of life and feel freaking amazing. In every episode, you will get tips, takeaways, and just feel like this is a heart-to-heart chat with a friend. Let's roll into today's episode. You guys, I have my bestie here on the podcast today. It's been a long time since she's been on the podcast, but if you look back or you're an OG, you probably heard a handful of episodes of us together. So hey, Lauren, how you doing?
Hello. I was just saying, I love seeing your face because I feel like even though we talk every single day, we don't get to see each other's faces as often as we would like. So I'm like, oh, you have a face.
I know. It is funny. It's crazy. We have a long distance relationship that we have had now for 4 years. 4 years this summer. And we've done a really great job at maintaining our long distance relationship.
I feel like it's definitely caused us to become stronger. I feel like because we've had to be intentional of being like, hey, how is it going? Instead of just depending on, oh, I'm going to see Joelle in a couple weeks, or, oh, I'm going to see Joelle here. Like we're talking almost every day.
I might hurt your feelings, but right? I disagree. If you still lived here, we'd be close the same. I wouldn't say more. I wouldn't say less. Yeah. I still feel we would be close the same. We would just be able to do more in-person stuff, especially together. Since we both have older kids now, because I remember when you were local and you had just had Parker and she was a baby, she didn't take a bottle. So it's like when we did meet up, it was always like maybe an hour and a half block of time because it's like you had to bring her with. It'd be a different time and space and place. But we were talking about how when our kids are all in school this fall and we have a cohesive, synced schedule, we're gonna just pop on Zoom and put each other on each other's couch and pretend.
You're coming to my house and I'll come to your house and it'll just be virtual.
I'm so excited and happy to have you on today. And we're going to have a beautiful conversation because every time you're on my podcast, we're like, Lauren has big life changes. She's just the girly who's like making all these big life changes. And this time it wasn't a move across
No.
the states, it was a career path and a business path and transition. And so our main meat and potatoes of this conversation today is going to be around pivoting and doing things different, doing something that you didn't have in your plan, you didn't see coming. Maybe you knew it was something or put something on your heart, but you're like, but how could this turn into what I do or how could I start? So that's really where we're going to land in the conversation today. So why don't you start with what's been the biggest pivot right now?
Yeah, the biggest pivot I have had, I would say in the last, gosh, since last October, I really made the like dive in is taking my whole business, I feel like has shifted, right, and pivoted, but coming out of the online space and actually getting in person with my clients and with people. I started, got certified as a postpartum doula and a postnatal fitness instructor, I guess you could say, specialist. So my focus is like postpartum moms, and I'm back to giving a service-based offer, right? Like I have to be with my clients to help them support them in their postpartum journey. And it's just so interesting because I think, do you remember when we were in Utah and I was like, oh my gosh, birth doula is a thing. And I looked at it and then I was like, there's no way. How am I supposed to do that with Parker? Like my life was in a situation where I was like, I can't just drop my kids and then go to a birth for 12 hours, 24 hours. It didn't make sense. But I feel like God trickled that in there. And that was like just a seed that was planted. And then I did a lot of pivoting in the online space. We've had so many conversations of, oh, I'm going to try this because I got experience here. I'm going to try this because this lights me up. Or I'm going to try this and did a lot and a little in like the online space, trying to find my footing. And looking back, I feel like it still felt like a lot of trying and forcing and trying to get clients and trying to get my voice out there. And then I don't know if it must have been, I don't remember if it was like last summer or like last fall. I just got to a point where I was like, this isn't working. I'm doing everything everybody is telling me they're doing to have successful businesses, and it was just not working for me. And we've had many conversations of this idea of God's way versus the world's way. And like, I really had to sit with that. And I was really like, just God, show me like, what is my next step? What am I supposed to do? And I started seeing moms with babies everywhere again.
Literally everywhere.
Everywhere. Every day I was texting you, like, oh my gosh, we're at the park and there's like three babies here. We're at the museum and there's moms here that are pregnant. And just I started to take in these, I say they're signs from God, just okay, here's the next thing to look into. And so I looked into birth, like becoming a birth doula. And I got certified in that. And it was birth doula and postpartum. And I had never heard of a postpartum doula before, ever. And so, like, when I got deeper into the birth doula world, I was like, this still is going to be tricky because I'm still, like, you've talked about the quote unquote default parent. Like, I'm the one picking up, dropping off, the one would take off work. Like, I'm the one who's doing all the juggling of the kids. And I was like, this still would be really hard. Being at a birth for 12, 24 hours and not knowing when the end is going to be, right? And then somebody popped in and they're like, oh, I'm a birth doula. And I was like, what the heck? Or a postpartum doula. And I was like, what the heck is a postpartum doula? And that kind of led me down this road of, oh my gosh, this is exactly what I'm meant to be doing because I feel like it literally marries all the experience and the education and the wisdom I've had for the last 5, 6 years of doing my own work into supporting these moms in this season of life. But I had to do a lot of like mindset work around that because it was like, we grew up in our 20s, like in the online space so much, being told, don't wait, don't trade your time for hours and like all of that
Right.
good stuff. So I had to do a lot of work on just, okay, I'm going to charge an hourly rate now. And it looks way different than what online coaches are charging per hour. And I really had to get my mind wrapped around like getting into my world, into the world, I should say, versus being in like the virtual world. And once I did that, like once I stepped into where God was calling me to be, like it's just crazy. Like,
And so, from my perspective as your best friend, and with most guests and other guests you guys are going to hear in upcoming episodes, I don't know anybody else as intimately as I do Lauren. I know my husband, like through and through, and then my kids, and then Lauren. We know each other so closely. We share almost every thought and feeling and emotion and nitty-gritty detail. And here's my perspective of it, Lauren, is like for a long time, you were doing and did all of the right things, and all has served you. We're not going to discredit any experience in, we knew it wasn't a consistency thing because in hard times, you show up. In times where it doesn't feel right or feel like the best of conditions, you still showed up and put in the work. You were investing in yourself and educating and really. You, if you guys go and it's not super active right now, but the episodes are still there and they're still very great on Lauren's podcast, you'll hear the journey that she had from when she moved to Utah to when she, the time period of being in Texas for a while. And you'll even notice if you look back with hindsight now, a lot of your episodes were on surrender and letting God lead you. And I think now what is happening is those prayers are now answered, and you're now operating in a way of the trust and the alignment because, and we could have so many conversations about the, I don't want to say myths, but the various things that online entrepreneurs say that may be true for them, but are not true for everybody. And the misconceptions, that's the word I'm looking for. Because in online entrepreneurship, we're told, like, oh, I, and Lauren would message me this all the time. You guys, I know you're gonna laugh at yourself. She'd message me all the time. Oh my gosh, I just got this amazing download and I just got this amazing idea. And I remember thinking, like, the sound foundation doesn't feel like that. God,
yeah.
I don't think God's guidance. I think it can feel like that, but I think God's guidance is sound, small, one step at a time. And you can't see the scope of too far ahead because that gives God room to be like, watch this, watch this. Look what I can do. This is me, not you, because his, like, he can do so much more than we can. And I think that's what I see right now in, and with the talk of, being in a pivot to the listener, if she's somebody who's, I want to do something different because what I've been doing doesn't fulfill me anymore, or doesn't work for me anymore, or doesn't just like, it just doesn't feel right anymore, even if it does or does not make sense. The advice I think I have and what I'm seeing you live out right now is look at that one next right step
Yeah.
instead of letting your brain go to this, then that, then this, and that, and then to the moon.
And my brain still does that. Like, how often am I like, my brain is trying to get me to figure out how I can scale this and get, and I have to almost just come back and be like, no, this is like fine. What we're doing right now is working, and I have clients, and I'm like enjoying what I'm doing. And it's like being aware of like just that chatter and knowing just because we have that chatter in our head doesn't mean we have to act on it. It's just our brain is always going to chatter,
Yeah.
and it's just a
With
matter of like being aware.
hindsight now, like with what I said, and with hindsight now, what do you think are some tangible things, like ladies listening, where it's, oh, I'm so that person, that's flashy, sugar rush, duh, and instead going to a more sound approach? What are the things you think you did, like the tacky things?
And I don't know if this is going to sound like, I don't know, learning my human design was huge, I feel. And I know you've had a couple people talking about human design, but giving myself time to come down from the high. I would get ideas and I would be like, oh my gosh, this is so good. And I'd be like so excited. And then when I would act on that excitement, it usually would fall flat. So I almost had to give myself, and I do this now even, give myself time to come back to a neutral feeling and be like, okay, is this still, and that could take days, could take weeks. Like it's everybody's so different, right? Like coming back down to a neutral feeling of, okay, is this still like a sound idea? I'm somebody who like, I don't know if this is like biblical, but I like ask God for signs. I don't know. I know we've had different conversations about this as well, but being able to see it and be like, if I see something consistently, like the pregnant people or moms with babies, I'm like, okay, I see this. What's the next thing with this? So it's not just like seeing it one time, but I was seeing it like all the time. So I just had to keep going back to prayer and being like, okay, what's the next thing? And it literally unraveled in front of me versus me trying to force with my brain and think my way through it. And I feel like we can feel a difference with that. It's when I was thinking my way through it, it was like this angsty, I gotta hurry up and figure it out and rush through it, like thinking my way through it versus, okay, what's the next thing? Or bring me the, what's the next thing I'm supposed to be focusing on? And just giving it time to come to me, which might not work for everybody because everybody's design is different, right?
I think that's still sound advice, though. I don't think human design is necessarily that, because I think it may not be the same as yours. You saying you really resonate with asking God to show you signs in the environment around you. Mine's more of an internal feeling I ask for. Or it's really seeking that support. And I want to bring you back to talking about not thinking that this needs to be an online business, but in person. So one of those things I saw you do in this pivot and in this feeling of like, I'm frustrated with doing what everybody's telling me and I'm not seeing what's working. And everybody says, build a business on social media. It's the best thing of all time. And it's the way to scale and grow and make money. But you were like, you got back into your church. You started like friendships within the community, a network within the community with other doulas subcontracting you. Like, I know I'm sharing a lot of your portion too, but that was a big pivotal step that I saw you do was like, I'm gonna look at the world that is right in front of my face instead of a world that's on my screen.
Yeah, for sure. And I think I was laying that groundwork without even knowing I was laying that groundwork, right? We started at a church, and yeah, the connections and the moms I've met around this area to even just be referrals for me and just getting, I still like was using social media in the sense of like connecting with other professionals that are like in my quote unquote niche, right? But I wasn't using it to find clients because in my head I was like, okay, if I want to be in the world, it doesn't matter if they're on social media, I still want to be like in their energy. And I think I was missing that for so long, Joelle, of just like being in somebody's energy and having that like exchange right next to them versus like through a screen. And because we've done this, I've been doing the screen thing for so long, right? And it's once I was in somebody's energy, supporting them, like literally holding their baby or giving them a hug or doing their dishes or like for the workout classes that I'm doing, like us just being together, that ignited me in such a different way than I felt in the online space, right? Like I was actually getting a response from people versus putting stuff out there onto social media and being like, we'll see. It was like I was getting that response. I feel like what I was looking for of just knowing that, hey, all this wisdom I have is now being used and valued because I'm getting that response. Does that make sense?
Yes, totally. Totally, totally, totally. And I'm going to say something else I'd love for your thoughts too. Another thing that I saw you do is you finally established and planted your feet in your unique gifts instead of doing what seemed cool. Do you know what I mean by that?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Because you guys, I gotta tell them, I gotta brag about my bestie for a minute. Hold on. I know you're gonna talk about it. You just hold. You guys, Lauren has had this amazing innate gift of being sound support in those tender years of pregnancy and postpartum. I do not think I'm not gonna cry. I'm not gonna look at you because I'm not gonna cry. I don't think I would have made it through postpartum depression and anxiety without the grace you gave me in our friendship, the love and the support, because I'm gonna take you guys back to 2016. June 2016, Lauren had her first son. September 2016, I had my first son. So we have two babies close in age and we had entirely different experiences. Lauren flippin' thrived in the newborn, postpartum, like giving birth, all of that. Me, postpartum depression, postpartum anxiety, I felt like I was an alien in my own mind, body, and life. And I was just like so lost. And I got like Lauren honored my experience and didn't have expectations on me as a friend or didn't push, you need to be doing this instead of doing that. It was just like so sound and supportive. And then it's like it unlocked that like Lauren can talk about all of the things pregnancy, postpartum that have to do with baby and that have to do with what mom's going through all the time. And once I came out of that season, I was like, I'm done talking about parenting. I'm done talking about toddler tantrums. I'm done talking about what happens to your body postpartum. I'm done talking about newborn stuff. And Lauren just still felt so alive and ignited in it. And I would say, so we're really talking about this 2023 pivot, but I want to take us back to the pivot where we hired our first mentor and there was like this itch to do something else, do something different. And everything happens for a reason. Like you said, you discovered that world in that time, but that mentor deterred you from this niche.
Yeah, that was even earlier than that. I think that was in like 2020. That was like
That's
in
what I
the,
meant to say. Sorry, I
yeah,
meant to say
it was like
2020.
2022. Like that was still early. But yeah, because I remember we went, I don't remember how, I don't remember, and you probably remember it more than I do, but I don't remember what I thought that was going to look like for like my quote unquote offer. That's so online lingo. And then instead we created a course, which I still have, and I still, it's all still valuable information, right? But it was like, it's just, I'm like full circling all back, even though like when I look back, I'm like, I don't know how I would have done, I would have figured it out. It just like how I'm doing it now. I would have figured out how to do like in-person stuff back then. I'm sure if it was something where I was like, oh yeah, postpartum doula, but it
Yeah.
just wasn't, that wasn't there yet for me.
Right. And I get it. And I get it totally. But what I'm saying is, you are conscious enough and you've done enough personal development and growth. You also have that rebellious nature of like, if somebody tells you you can't, you're like, watch, I'm going to drive down that road, whether you say or not. But I think most women, if they got that type of discouragement that you got in 2020, they wouldn't have led into the trust of 2024, you.
It's all built on each other, I feel.
But what I'm saying is,
No.
what I'm saying is, ladies, don't let somebody else tell you
Oh.
what's gonna work and what's not gonna fucking
Right.
work. Like, I'm
Right.
gonna swear, but if you would have held on to the beliefs that this person said about moms don't invest in themselves, but da, 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 there's no money to be made in this area. How many times have I even told you? I am so glad that you have had this pipeline of clients, of moms that are like, I need this type of support because we don't have to. And I know you did a post on it a while ago too, where it's we as moms think we need to do all of this all by ourselves. Like we have to do the nighttime feedings, we have to do this. But you've had this pipeline of ladies and you've been contracted by other doulas. That means they have full rosters too. So there is a huge pipeline of women that are like, I need help. And so where I'm wanting to go with this is not essentially your story and the timeline of it, because the time is chef's kiss, it works out. But what I want to say to the ladies listening is don't let anybody put you in a box.
Yeah, for sure.
Whether that be you have a degree and you think you need to stick with the area of degree, or a mentor tells you. You see where I'm wanting this conversation?
And I think looking back, I was trying to put myself in a box because I was seeing other people who were in boxes and it working for them, right? Wherein it was like, I literally had to get off of social media because for me, that was a trigger. That was something that constantly put me into this like comparison mode of, okay, this is working for this person. Maybe I'll try this because I can do that because I have experience there. And like, I was the one trying to put myself also in boxes after that experience. But I had to remove myself from that because I was aware of what's happening on social media because so much of my social media was like coaching world that isn't necessarily like in the real life world. I had to remove myself from that so I could like really listen to where God was calling me to. And that was like what I'm doing is like all over. Like my Grayson, even the other day, he was talking about, he asked something about, oh, what does this person's mom do from home or do? And I was like, I think they work from home. And he mentioned, he's like, you work from home. And I was like, now I'm at clients' houses and now I'm at the gym working. And he was like, Mom, you do a lot of different work. And I was like, I do. And I love it. I love being out doing different things. And it's just so funny how I was trying to like shove myself in this online space. And for me at this season, it's just not where I'm meant to be, right? Who knows? Maybe in a couple years, it's I can pivot back and be like, okay, now I'm ready to like do this thing. But right now, it's I'm thriving being out, even if I'm having to be up all night.
Oh, this is so fascinating to me, you guys. In real time, I just found this out where it's like your scope and perspective wasn't necessarily other people putting you in a box. It was you being like putting yourself into this box because, two, before it really landed and it really resonated, and I talked about in my entrepreneurship episode of trying a lot of different things, like girlfriend was like, gonna go into real estate and gonna go into looking for jobs. We both talked about that back and forth with each other of applying for jobs and then getting the information back and it just feeling, oh no, that's not right. That's not right. So why don't you talk on that space and place a little bit?
I think I was so desperate for something to work that I was willing to try anything, which is great. Like, I have all these skills that I can do, right? Because I've been in the online space doing so much of it for so long. But I think I was coming from the wrong intention and the wrong motive of like, I was so desperate to try and get anything to work that I was just doing anything and trying to put myself in different boxes, right? But also still listening to, I knew after, applying for certain things and looking at different criteria of, oh, you have to work from 9 to 5 and like that kind of stuff. I was like, I still don't like not having my own time. Like being in charge of like my own time, right? But I think looking back, it was like I was working from that place of like desperation of needing something to work because I was seeing so much potential in the online space. So it was like, why isn't this working for me? I need something to work. So it was like I was throwing spaghetti at the wall for so long, trying to get something to stick. And some things did. Like I had clients for different things, right? But it wasn't. It's not like what it is now, which I mean, my time is limited now, but that max of what I can take on just for the time I have for postpartum clients and like my fitness class stuff. So it's just like crazy. And it doesn't feel like I'm pushing and trying to find the clients like I was doing before.
Yeah, and it's really too, like I said, if you guys listen to Lauren's podcast and listen to previous episodes, another thing you were always in the prayerfulness of was being present. And I think that's a beautiful space and place in life to be, whether somebody's entrepreneur and pursuing their business and their journey or in a career where for a little while it's totally okay to be like, the boat is moving forward in a steady way, and that's okay. I said the same statement on my episode of entrepreneurship, where it's like I have the amount of clients that keep me in the work, and I have the amount of income coming in that keeps me home. And yes, I know this can become a rocket when I'm ready for it to launch. But right now, I really feel, and I feel this too about you guys. Can I be honest with them? I was gonna
Yeah, I
say,
don't know. What are you gonna say?
we had a very like humble or humbling intimate conversation 2020, end of 2023, 2024, because in 2023, when a lot of things were progressing and moving forward with me with podcast production, you guys, I wasn't telling Lauren about it because I didn't want her to get distracted and start becoming a podcast producer because it was working for me. And so I was doing like a lot of that, like behind the scenes. And so what I see you doing here in 2024 is, oh my gosh, I so know like that what this is going to become and where this is going to lead and how your 2025 and beyond is going to roll out too. Because I think with any successful business, especially when you're building like a firm foundation, it's being done how we're building these things, right? And right now it's like we're really building that launch pad so it's strong and it's solid and it's firm. And one day, because we don't have to be in a rush to launch the rocket. That's what
Right,
I'm meaning to say.
for sure. And I think that's something I've had to be aware of. And not that there's anything wrong with the online space, but I think because I have been in it for so long, I had just had a lot of beliefs of around, okay, you create something and you scale it. You create something and you scale it. And you create something and you scale it. And then so when I'm in this, I'm doing what I'm doing now, it's my brain still wants to be like, okay, how can I scale this in the online space? How can I scale this to get more people through it? And that's, I have to slow myself down and be like, Lauren, be where you are now. And when the time comes, if I'm supposed to scale it, whatever that looks like, it will happen, but I don't have to try and force it into happening right now, right? Which I've had, that has taken a lot of work and a lot of deconditioning to even be like aware of that, because otherwise it's, I get into, I can feel my body even getting into this angsty hurry energy when I talk about like scaling, like I gotta hurry up and get it done. And it's no, I can be right where I'm at right now with my clients and be in person, and it's okay for me to be, it's more than okay, because I like, yeah, I'm like, I know I'm where I'm meant to be, and this is definitely a huge part of my calling, because I can talk about newborn stuff and all that kind of stuff for forever. And also just like the compassion I feel like I have for a new mom who has a baby. It's, I literally want to engulf them. Is that the right word? And like a hug and just be like, you are supported. And that's probably what you felt. Like, I don't know why that makes me want to cry, but just that. Moms need to know that they have that support. Why am I crying? Why am I
It
crying?
makes sense why I'm emotional because I'm like
Yeah.
late luteal, come on, menstrual phase.
I don't, where am I? I'm like in my follicular phase. Who knows?
You're taking my energy right now. Or like
Probably.
my I opened the faucet and now
Yeah.
it's like everybody's crying. No.
But it's, I feel like it's such a valuable time in our lives when we're having babies in postpartum, and like just to know that so many moms go through it alone, and that's where like the postpartum depression and the anxiety and all of that kind of stuff can play into thinking that like you have to do it alone. And like I just want moms to know that you don't have to, like there are, is there's support out there. And like I think that's what gets me emotional, just like knowing that there's people who, I did it alone. I didn't do it alone, but like I think about, I had no idea there was even somebody like postpartum, whatever. But it's all just interesting.
Yeah, but it's
Comfort.
that leaning into your unique gift instead of doing what seemed really cool or positioned in a certain way or following a new trend or something like that. It's just been so cool to even see a full circle moment come around for you because I have literally been like, this is your specialty. This is you're so innately God-givenly talented in this, and it lights you up like it does not light me up. I know it doesn't like, and I'm sure it's that cliche of like what lights you up is innate is solely for you, and you to you it seems like so innate, like it's not that special or it's not that cool or it's not that like you like there's the conversation here where I'm taking this is like where the comparison trap can just lead. And I think you mentioned it too with like, online entrepreneurship, it can be so easy to get bogged down in comparison of, oh, a podcast producer isn't as cool as somebody who's making millions teaching people how to podcast and like more. It's just my own head can go there too. And it's just an interesting thing to see how full circle it doesn't matter to me the way it looks because the feeling is like so good and so warm and cozy and juicy because the feeling I had at like how cool it looked to be a top person in MLM, which was great. We're not discrediting any of our timelines.
No, for sure.
But the warm, fuzzy feeling I get from the work that I'm doing now, like behind the scenes and in collaboration with really cool people and on my own timeline. You heard me talk about this on my episode. Like, I could not do 8 p.m. Monday night calls anymore. We could do a whole podcast episode of misconceptions of MLM, but it was even recently-ish. It won't be exact on the time frame here, but I was really open to hearing something that was going on within our MLM. And the call happened to be on Saturday morning. And I had my headphone in while I was at my son's flag football game. And it was a heated, important conversation. And I had some things that I wanted to express, and I didn't get heard. I got gaslit on the call. And I sat and thought to myself, because my husband, who works a corporate job, which we demonized in MLM, was present and coaching said flag football game. And I said, isn't this a contradiction of MLM, where we're going to sit and be like, oh, if our corporate significant other brought work from home or work at home after hours, we would be like, oh, they're a slave to their job. But here I am, the one on a Saturday morning flag football phone call. Like, I didn't have to hop on the call. But it was like, of course, this important topic, because it was an important topic that I wanted to be open to listening to. And I also felt like I am a strong and established leader. I wanted my voice and concerns to be heard. And then I hop on the call and I'm gaslit and I'm not present. And I'm like, what a contradiction. And so I really just can see how sometimes with the online entrepreneurship comparison, and maybe some of you are like, I work a regular, regular job, and you guys look like you're just having the bee's knees time with your online business. I just want to reiterate and say, and Jamie Baker said this on her episode, entrepreneurship is not for everybody. And we've talked about that difference between sales and marketing versus being in the service, and how, like, it's positioned. If one is being positioned better than the other, it's because they want to sell you something, because they're all just fine. A regular, regular job is fine. A sales digital marketing course product, high level, under like high level masterminds or coaching or service based, it's all fine. You want to lean into your unique gifts.
Yeah, I have some things to say. I think along that topic too is like knowing it's all a season of life, right? If you're in a day job right now and you're like, I want more, or I want my own timeline, know that you're in this season for a reason.
Good. Preach.
God will call you to where you need to go next. But I think slowing down and stop looking at, I literally had to stop looking at what everybody else was doing. And it was just like, okay, I need to get out of the coaching space, because that was like, I can look back too on like people who are still in the coaching space and just be like, some of it is very toxic, because like you said, if they're preaching about one certain thing and this is the best way, it's usually because they want to sell you on something. And it's okay, I
And
had to
just to
like,
specify, when you say coaching, you're not just meaning Team Beachbody coaching. You're meaning like the entire coaching industry, right?
industry, like the whole umbrella of it, not just MLM. I also wanted to say, With your talk about the call, and it's interesting because looking back on like our time in network marketing, and I even know, I don't know if it is this way now with certain companies, but I just remember us always being told, like, show up every single day. Like, you need to be on social media, showing up every single day, doing your to-do list every single day, like all that stuff, which is great. But it was like, at if you
I'm
went to
not a
Asia,
robot. I'm not
yeah.
a
Well, and
robot.
if you're like you said about Sean, okay, and Nick too, like he goes Monday through Friday, Saturday and Sunday, he gets a time off. But when we were building our business, it was like, if you take a day off,
Nobody's gonna
like
follow you.
you're not gonna, yeah, you're not gonna be successful. And looking back at that, I'm just like, showing up, if you're in the online space growing something, showing up can look however you want it to show. Like it can be. It doesn't have to be because your mentor says you need to show up every single day and do this word for word every single day. If you're like, I don't want to show up every single day, I don't want to work on the weekends, I don't want to work after bed, that's a whole, I feel like a whole thing.
But good nugget. Good
Yeah.
nugget to go into.
Yeah. And then the last thing I wanted to say is, I think, you know how you were talking about how like you saw this gift in me a long time ago. I think my brain didn't know, and I didn't know what that could look like. Right. Because it was like, yeah, you're great with like postpartum moms and in this season and like being that comfort. But a year ago, even a year ago, right? Like I had no idea what a postpartum doula was. And it was like, I had to go through this process of getting off social media and then looking at like going through the steps of, okay, where is God calling me to be? Like seeing all these pregnant people, getting connected with our gym, and then getting certified as a birth doula that also had postpartum doula attached to it, and then seeing, oh my gosh, this whole world of like postpartum doula is a thing. And it was like all the things finally connected together. And I think 4 years ago, even though you saw it in me, I didn't know, like, how does this even, what does this even look like? Because I was so still stuck in how can I make this be like an online thing instead of stepping out of the online space and making it like an actual in-person service that I see people looks so different than what I imagined like 5 years ago, 4 years ago.
And that's like the tail end of this conversation where we will land soft and soundly of when, and I have a post on this, I tend to reshare it, but I really think when something feels sound and sturdy, but even has an essence of, I don't know what this is gonna be. I said that on my entrepreneur podcast. Like, I think, and this scrolls back to when I got super hyped when you were like, everything's a season, because Lauren's mom is the one who like opened my eyes to that in that conversation of like you were having with her, and she told you, Lauren, every decade I changed and transitioned and I did something different. And I was like, I literally had, when I turned 30, I had this feeling of becoming a different version of me, but I held on so tightly to what I was and who I declared I was and what I thought I was gonna be. And now I'm like, yeah, could I be doing podcast production 10 years from now? Maybe. Would I be back to building a body business in 10 years? Maybe. Could it be something entirely different? Maybe. If my husband's like sugar daddy status and I become rich, hot mom every single day, maybe. Like, I'm open to all of the options.
Yeah.
Like, I'm open to all the options and the paths instead of being like, this is what I'm gonna do.
Yeah. And I think, like you said, for me, I held on to so long making it work online. And like you said, you held so long on to like your identity in a certain thing, where for me, it was like I just had so many beliefs that I had to untangle around like it has to work online. And not saying I will never come back to online, but just like I had to untangle that and be like, being in person is just as great as online. And it doesn't mean my business is different. It doesn't mean that I'm not building a business. It's, so for me, I had to let go of building something online right now and like let that go, which is scary when you've been in the online space for over a decade and being like, oh, I'm actually going to step out of it and do it in person. Like, crazy.
Yeah, that's like the last hit home point, you guys, is being open to, I really didn't see it was going to be this. I didn't see that it was going to be how it is now. And I think that is part of a really in-depth way to pivot is go with the next right step, but be so open to it doesn't have to work out how I planned it.
And I think that falls back to the trust, right? Trusting that God is going to give you the next right step when it's in your timeline, and just trusting that, like, it's going to play out, which is so hard. Like, I was somebody who was like, I want to know, and I don't know, which made it really hard for me to step into the trust. But it's, I don't want to say it's way better to be in that way, but it's taken a lot of pressure off of me to make it happen versus like letting him show me and trusting that like it will all play out instead of me being like, I need to make it happen.
I'm so proud of you. I am so proud of you. I know this is just a start and a beginning, and if it catapults into a rocket that launches to the moon, like I'm here for you on that ride. Or if we end up building a cruise ship and sail the seas, I'm here for that ride too. Who knows where we're going? Who knows what we do? It's just funny to me to hear that out of my mouth, like Miss
I know.
Planner and Miss, like, I'm gonna set this concrete goal and I'm gonna hit this goal by this date type of thing.
But that also comes back to thinking about all our 20s being told that, like,
Literally.
seriously.
Thank you for being on today. Tell them a little bit about like what the world in your world is like right now, and then where they can follow along, because things as they are, as we're talking about them now, may not be the same 3, 6, 9 months from now. So I want them to just plug in a little bit.
You can always follow me on social media. I plug in there when I feel called to plug in. My podcast is still up and active. I feel like there's a ton of great, really good content on there
So
about
many good episodes.
like self-care, creating offers, like all of that stuff I was trying to like throw spaghetti at the wall is all still very good, valuable wisdom.
Have it for free, people.
Yeah, just
Have it
go.
for free. You're welcome.
And then I'm just like in the world right now. So if you are in the Houston area or know somebody and you're pregnant and you want a postpartum doula,
We
hit
have
me
a
up.
lot of Texas listeners, y'all. I
Do
said it,
we?
y'all. Yeah,
Y'all?
hey. Yeah.
Yeah. Find me because that's cool. And then, eventually I don't know. I don't even want to say that. Postnatal and prenatal fitness stuff I'm doing. So that's something I do have the door open for virtual work if anybody wants, but I'm doing a mommy and me class right now at our local rec center, and we've done 3 rounds already. And the moms are just like, are we going to do another round when we're done with this? Like, what's next? And I'm like, yep, here we go. So that I have a feeling I eventually want to try and bring into like virtual. So it's like more, I can help more people in that world. 'Cause I feel like even when we were in the body realm and like in fitness, it was like we were even having that conversation of missing that. We just jumped right back into intense
Yeah, we were
stuff.
like,
Felt like,
6 weeks, we're fine to do any workout now.
yeah, there was like no core rehab, no core healing, no just like even just prepping our body for that time. So that's where I'm at with that. But if you stay on social media, Instagram, you can find me, all that kind of stuff. So I'm still there. I'm still there. I'm just not like putting out content like everybody else is.
Yeah, how lucky for your local people. Nan Nana Boo, you can't have her because she's in her physical world. And I think too, like, that's also a deconditioning of that being cool. I am sitting in the point and perspective of that's cooler than being like, come jump into this virtual place where you feel like another floating cloud in a literal cloud instead of in person, where it's like you are so seen and there's the presence and the essence that is physically there because it is physically there. And
And
I
it forces.
think, and I hope, and I pray that this world starts operating in the physical again, the tangible, where women seek advice from other local amazing women around them and they see that there is support and community off of a screen. And I hope that more and more women start to seek that in each other. And so I want to honor that. I think it is really rad and really cool that it's tangible and physical and in the flesh instead of in this virtual reality that, like, if the Matrix quit, it'd all be gone. Like, and you would still be able to walk to, not walk because you have drive, but you would still be able to drive to your person and support your people. So I think what you're doing is really great and really amazing. And here supporting you, celebrating you every step of the way, my friend.
Thanks, friend. Thank you. Thanks for being on this crazy pivotal journey of mine.
And it's much better now that I can like celebrate and talk to you about my business.
know. I know.
You
I
guys, that was a hard, we could have a
know.
whole nother podcast episode of how like that hard conversation genuinely was so hard, but we came out so strong because of it.
And now we can laugh about it because that was
Yeah.
exactly how I was. Like, gosh, I couldn't imagine being my best friend in that time because I was like, oh, I'll try this every week. I was like, oh, I'm gonna try this. Oh, I'm gonna. You're probably just like, Lauren,
That's
bless
unconditional.
you.
That's unconditional love, man. But also, I think of when I was going through my postpartum mental craziness, and I was like, Lauren was probably like, Joelle, like, you psycho. Remember, like, we got another funny story. Vegas airport, I was pregnant with Jason. I didn't know it. And Lauren left the airport and was like, Joelle and Sean are headed to
Oh,
G-Town, baby. And it was just like, no, Joelle just had psychotic pregnancy hormones. I
yeah.
also almost gagged because they put mayo on my sandwich and I was like, ugh, ugh. And I
Yeah,
did.
we're like, I think I like the only time that happens is when I'm pregnant. And we're like, no, there's no way. Just kidding.
So we've been through a lot together. It's great. And had times where we both were like face palming ourselves, each other, and things that we have done together. So
We should have make
cheer.
a we should make maybe next year when all the kids are at school and we can make a pod, just have a series of podcasts of
I'm
face.
eye rolling at you again. How many times have I told you that it is my dream to start a podcast with my best friend? But Lauren just came up with the idea right now, you
I
guys.
know. I didn't say I came up with the idea. I'm saying we should do that because I know you keep saying that. But I'll have all the time when my 4-year-old, who isn't at my self all the time, is in school. Then I can,
I
unless I
have.
decide to homeschool my son. Just kidding,
I'm just
kidding.
kidding.
I don't think Nick would let that,
I'm just laughing so hard right now.
oh.
I do have a Republic podcast feed that's like waiting and ready to go because, like, in some of the memberships I have, it's like, you still have one public podcast feed you're able to use. And I'm like, I
That's
see you. You're
saving.
going to be there for when we're ready because you guys, I love educational podcasts, but I am finding it to be so fun to listen to just like girly chat, banter, laugh about things and not make everything so serious and be sarcastic and mildly offensive and just be like, it's not that
Life.
serious. It's not that
Yeah.
serious.
It's all a season.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Thank you for listening to today's episode. If you loved what you heard or you want to share your favorite episode topics, please leave a rating and review. This helps the podcast growth and gives people an idea of what the podcast is all about. Something new and exciting that I wanted to share with you before we go is that we now have a Patreon page. This has replaced the Feminine Edge collective community in a cohesive place that is easier for me to manage and cheaper for you. If you are interested in our monthly classes, exclusive day in the life vlogs, Bible studies, community Q&A, and more, go to patreon.com/livinginsync and join for just $5 a month. Check out the show notes for any links or details of things referenced in today's episode, and I look forward to chatting with you in the next one.